Hey, this is Steli FD.
And Heaton Shah.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat,
we're going to talk about founders and fitness. I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah. We want you to do your best. Or startups and fitness, or doing a lot of things and trying to be fit. Something like that.
This might be the first or the second episode, because we recorded one.
Yeah, we did.
We don't know which order we're going to publish these. Who knows? But let's get started. Why do we want to talk about it? And what's the... I know that we want to jump into something very specific in terms of the fitness thing that you just recently discovered.
Oh, yeah. So he's keeping me on track today, because he's worried I'm going to go off track. I know what you're worried about. So number one, I am fucking lazy with my health. And I have always been. Didn't care what I ate what I loved, didn't get, fortunately, I don't think I got obese, but I definitely got unhealthy and have always been unhealthy since like childhood, right? Not like as a child, I had great, like, you know, food habits and stuff, right? Because of family and all that. So that was fine. But then, and people around me didn't eat terribly or anything, except, you know, oftentimes my dad and I would eat like a whole big oval plate of dal and rice, but that's a whole different story, which I just don't understand how I could have done that, because I can't do that anymore. Well, I probably could, but especially if my dad's there. Anyways, we used to go to India and have like three dinners because everyone wanted to see us.
Oh, wow.
That was terrible, right? Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I had to mention that, but I suck at eating. I used to suck at eating, and I used to suck at exercise, right? And I'm obviously... I am now very excited about it. And I think I wanted to talk about it because a lot of it has to do with, I think, things I've heard you say and things I've watched you do and watched you get into it, right? And one of the values of this conversation is that the way that you, Steli, the way that Steli approaches this is a lot different than the way I do. So why don't you start with how you got into jiu-jitsu again briefly, right? Because we don't...
So let's talk about
what you're doing for exercising right now.
Yeah, let's talk about the exercising,
and then I'll get into
exercising piece. So what I do is I started doing kickboxing in 2015.
Yeah.
And I started with just one class. It became more and more and more. And then it transitioned to falling in love with martial arts in general, starting doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and becoming a huge fan of MMA, mixed martial arts.
And then what happened was, which also happened to me, was that you got this craving.
Yes.
Where you would go run in the rain. Correct?
Yes.
Just to get that.
Yeah. So and we talked about this in the other episode. Yeah. It's funny because the framework that happened in the way that I approached this is that I never got into it in the sense of forcing myself because I had this goal of like losing weight or building muscle or doing what or becoming this badass martial artist. I just kind of gotten into it by building a lot of momentum and then just stumbling into it and falling in love with it. And eventually became the feeling that I got out of it is so positive that I started craving that feeling. So today when I have a day where I'm not exercising in one way or another, I feel like I haven't brushed my teeth and I haven't taken a shower all day long. So it just feels uncomfortable. I don't feel good in my own skin.
Right.
And there's a lot going on. But now, you know, at the beginning it was more about exercise. Now actually, it's still about exercise, but it's also about becoming a martial artist and like seeing how interesting of a challenge it is.
Yeah, you're challenging yourself now.
I'm challenging myself.
For a goal of being an expert in that.
Yes, and I'm challenging myself in an area that I've never challenged myself in, which is the physical human body.
Yeah, me neither.
Right? So I've always challenged myself mentally.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of parallels, and it's so interesting. It's like reliving some of my growth mentally, but now physically.
Oh, yeah.
So it's so interesting from things like at the beginning being insecure or having this inner dialogue in the middle of a kickboxing class where you know you don't look good at executing a certain kick or something, and you are self-aware and you look at people that are much younger or much older and being much fitter, and now you're comparing yourself and now you're out of the exercise and you're in your inner
and
head.
And here's the thing. That would drive me crazy to not want to do it. Just so you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? That's the difference. Right?
That's the difference.
I can't do that. I'll be like, what? Competition? Them? I suck? Yeah, I'm out. You know, like literally, I'm out.
There you go. Yeah. So there we're totally different because for me, I'm like, I'm uncomfortable because other people are better. My ego is not taking over and not the exercise. That's fucking interesting.
And for me, I see competition. I'm like, I want to be different. I'm out.
That's interesting.
That's what happens to me. I see you get the black belt or whoever, and there's a bunch of people and I got to go do that. Can I go do something else I could actually go do? That's easier or whatever, right?
The other thing is it's so interesting that physically I would not challenge myself as much as I do mentally. So I've realized that if I don't have somebody that pushes me, I would give up a lot earlier and go, this is the point of exhaustion. Yeah. I can't do anything more. And then I have somebody shouting and screaming at me and I do 50% more than I thought personally I could do. And I go, holy shit, I recognize this concept of whenever I get to the edge of my comfort zone, I just go, all right, and now I'm exhausted. I'm done with this. And it needs somebody else to push me outside my comfort zone. And it's like, oh shit, I could do so much more. I would have thought, if I'm exhausted after whatever it is, half an hour, I would easily buy that somebody can push me for another 10 minutes. I was so surprised that I could do another half an hour.
Oh, wow.
Or another 40 minutes. I was like, holy shit. And I can go past the point of exhaustion. I can go past the point of pain. And my body's in pain and I'm exhausted, but I can keep going. And I'm like, oh, wow. This is so interesting. And it reminds me of some of the things that I had to do as an entrepreneur in business and in life in general. But with my body, I'm like this beginner again, where I act the way that people act when I scream at them to not act that way.
That's right.
Right? So it helped me be more empathetic.
Internalize that a lot more.
Because I'm a beginner, because I like to stay in my comfort zone when it comes to my body, because of a lot of these things. Yeah. And then I love the art of just mastering something that's very challenging. And to a certain degree, martial arts or when you spar with somebody else, it's a little bit it's problem solving with high stakes, right? So you're trying to figure out what the other person is going to do. You're trying to figure out what you want to do. And if you make mistakes in trying to figure the other person out and yourself, then there's consequences that are very immediate and very unpleasant. So I love the mental side of it as well, not just the physical side, just figuring out first mastering your body to do certain things, but then you have to master your mind and you have to master you.
So you're aiming for mastery.
Yes. I mean, I'm never going to get there, but I'm getting into it.
Understood.
Right? Well, from that perspective.
Well, who knows if you're never going to get there?
Well, who knows? Yeah. But I'm not concerned about, let me say it differently. I'm not concerned about getting there. Right? I'm concerned about I'm naturally aiming towards that because I find it enjoyable to try that, but I'm not obsessed with getting to somewhere specific. So I mean, I enjoy being more fit, being physically challenging myself and all that, but the finding a martial art as a means to doing that has been something that I think now I obsess about in a way that maybe another workout regimen wouldn't have gotten me as much into it. I just started doing lifting some weights, and I again to be an idiot, I go there, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm pushing weights that are so small, and I have these old ladies or young kids that push massive weight. So I have to be again a beginner, somebody that doesn't know what he's doing and be feeling uncomfortable. So I like that aspect of it, but it's hard for me to believe that I would obsess over weightlifting as much as I now obsess about martial arts. Because it has certain aspects that it's just drawn to.
That works better for you.
It's a framework that works better for me. Yeah, I think. So that's kind of my.
And that's my commonality.
There you go.
Right.
So
I found my framework. So right? You found yours, right? Yes.
So let's talk about yours because when you Heaton told me about this today for the first time. So again, setting this up, Heaton walks into the office and I go, "You look fucking fantastic."
I think he's just joking with me.
No, I'm not. I thought, I've seen you lose weight over the last.
If anyone has consistently, it's probably you.
Yes, I've seen you lose weight, and I've seen you not just lose weight, but your energy level going up. The brightness of your smile. It's just I like what I see.
Feel different.
Yes. And I can totally see it. Yeah. You can see it.
Yeah.
And today, we haven't seen each other in 2 or 3 weeks. Yeah. Today was so much stronger that I was like, "What's up with you?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "Yeah, well, I started now.
Yeah.
You had changed your food and eating behavior. I found my thing in terms of fitness and working out."
Well, and funny enough, I walked in after validating one of my theses of my exercising and proving that they were right when they told me how it was going to work.
Okay.
And that's why I was even more excited about it, because it's been 2 days since my last, workout or whatever, right?
So what is it?
Okay. So I'll start with what it's called. It's called Orange Theory. And there's one like literally at the closest grocery store next to my house, nice. Right? It's called Orange Theory. Funny enough, a lot of people on that are listening will appreciate this, but their logo looks like HubSpot's logo with the same orange. So it freaks me out every time. And the owner has this badass like orange old school like what is it? A hot rod looking old car, and it's pretty awesome. He just parks it right there. But anyways, so what it is it's actually a system for working out is what I'm going to call it. I don't know if it's called that, but that's what it is. So what you do is basically 85-90% of the space in the gym is enclosed, and it's in glass so you can see it. And there's three areas, and you go for an hour. And the three areas are, there's a treadmill, there's a rowing machine, and there's basically like a free weights, push-ups, all that kind of stuff area. I forgot what they call it. The details don't matter. It's just the fundamentals for me,
yeah.
Right? And to take so there's these three things. And what they do is there's always a trainer, and it's a group activity, and everyone's just in one of those two or three when they start. And every single – I've been to five. Three were free. In fact, that's how I got convinced into it from my wife. She's like, hey, it's free. And I'm like, I don't want to do it. And like we got in a little argument. We don't argue, and we got in a little argument. And it was just because she was trying to dictate my time, but that's a whole different story. It had nothing to do with anything else. And then and by then I had already lost all the weight. Right? Like all the way, like 20 pounds, yeah. Easy 20, more like 30. And so that's also already making me feel good. So I'm like, I think I'm ready for this, but I didn't want to do it her way. But then I go with her now, and it's great actually. And I'm so glad we're doing it. But
Heaton was rolling his eyes. You couldn't see it. Yeah. He was rolling his eyes at himself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Myself, not my wife, myself. basically they run you through a system where like you do the treadmill for a few minutes, and you do like baseline and then a push pace, which means more incline, more speed. You do the same with the rowing machine, the same with the weights, and there's exercises. And the cool thing about the weights area and all that is there's a monitor, and it tells you which exercises to do. And exactly how to do it. So it's kind of like just stupid simple, right? There's a framework. I can't fuck it up. And they show me how to do it, but it's like a group. So there's like 10 to 20 people in there, right? Any given time, a whole hour. And it also costs for two times a week, like $150 a month. So there's the cost. And then you have to buy, this is where it gets interesting. You have to buy a heart rate monitor. They'll give you them for free in the free trials we had, but I think you have to buy it. It's like $50. And you put it on every time before you go in, and you keep it on the whole time. And on a big screen, there's two monitors. They both have the same thing, and it's basically everybody's heart rate, and it's color-coded, so it's really stupid simple, right? And there's a few other metrics. The big one is basically a score of 0 to 100, and basically it's color-coded. So gray is like you're just sitting on your ass. Blue is like you're just standing or something like that probably. And then green is like a aerobic zone. And then orange is like you're really pushing yourself. And red is like, hey, that's like over 100%. You know, just usually if people are at 100% or at the red and the trainer sees it, she's always calling out the name. Like, you okay? So red's like an extreme, right?
Yeah.
So it's color-coded. It's like stupid simple. Like you can't screw it up. It's very hard to, right? And then they taught me something. And this is I got it on my fifth one, right, on how to do this. But I also read one really great post about Orange Theory that told me how to get in the orange and red. So you're supposed to be in the orange and red for 12 to 20 minutes. And what they're telling you is when you're in the orange and red and at that high of a sort of heartbeat and burning of your calories or whatever, you're basically causing, I don't know exactly what happens scientifically, but the effect, if you can be in there for 12 to 20 minutes, orange and red, and work yourself like that, is that you are burning, they call it EPOC or something, but you're burning more oxygen over the next few days.
Mm.
And what I just validated, I think, is for that to be true. And it's not just burning, not burning oxygen, sorry. Your oxygen requirements are higher, I guess, so you're just burning more calories or something like that. I'm going to butcher that. But
yeah.
Either way, what they basically said is you're going to, the way I translated it is, for me, my metabolism's higher for days.
Yeah.
Right, which is crazy for me because my metabolism's been horrible, right?
Yeah.
And so the thing I validated today